It's up to me. Hey everyone, this is Beth. I'm going solo for today's episode. Chris is MIA, but I assure you he is busy working on trying to save the world, and we'll be back on the next episode. So today I want to briefly talk about anxiety and stress. I mean, the bad thing about anxiety is it can be a disabling condition that's often accompanied by long-term stress and a decline in overall health. Anxiety contributes to many chronic diseases, even when treated with conventional medicines. That's why I personally love some natural remedies for anxiety and other mood disorders that help address the root of the problem instead of putting a Band-Aid on your symptoms. So before I drill down and talk about how healthy lifestyles can help deter anxiety, I want everyone to know that everyone has anxiety at some point in their lives, and anxiety and stress can affect people of all ages, even kids. In addition to that, 40 to 60% of people with anxiety will experience signs of depression, which makes it an even more serious and difficult condition to treat properly. So just some of the causes of anxiety can include a traumatic life experience, thyroid problems, dysfunctional serotonin, excessive alcohol intake, a lot of caffeine or sugar intake, as well as hormonal imbalance. Research shows that the risk factors for anxiety disorders include being female, sorry, all the ladies out there, again, experiencing stressful life events in childhood and adulthood, having a family history of mental health disorders, and even being shy in childhood. That one kind of actually really surprised me, but it's true. Shy people tend to have a little bit more anxiety. But the good news is there are so many lifestyle remedies for anxiety that are safe and don't cause adverse side effects like so many anti-anxiety medications can. The number one thing I tell people is to eat a clean and well-balanced diet. Again, several studies show that there's a connection between diet choices and psychology and behavior. Dietary choices impact a person from the moment he or she is born to adult life. Consuming too many or too little calories can increase anxiety symptoms and other emotional disorders. Also, a poor diet can lead to many anxiety symptoms, including moodiness, fatigue, abnormal blood sugar levels that can cause nervousness and the jitters. A poor diet can also lead to weight gain, and this can impact your body image and bring on feelings of worthlessness and self-doubt and being self-conscious. So I recommend people eating an anti-inflammatory diet. And these foods can be a natural remedy for anxiety and stress because they are important for neurotransmitters in our brain, and they help balance our moods and the stress response. In addition, it's also important to eat healthy fats, unrefined carbohydrates, and lean protein. To improve anxiety symptoms, make sure you add vitamin B foods, magnesium-rich foods, foods high in calcium, and omega-3 foods to your diet. And some of these, I'm just going to name off a few for everybody, but this is wild-caught fish, grass-fed beef, organic chicken, eggs, yogurt, leafy greens, fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy fats like avocados, coconut oil, and olive oil, beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, and unrefined grains. The second thing when it comes to your diet I encourage people to do is to avoid sugary and processed foods. Foods that have a high glycemic index can contribute to anxiety and depression. Sugar and refined carbohydrates can give your blood sugar really, really highs and really, really lows throughout the day, increasing anxiety and nervousness and fatigue. These foods can cause mood swings and alter your energy levels, making it more difficult to get your anxiety symptoms under control. They also contribute to inflammation and alter your brain structure and neurotransmitter function. So to maintain a normal blood sugar level and improve your anxiety symptoms, stay away from refined foods, including baked goods like pastries and cookies and cakes, sweet beverages like soda pop, fast food, fried foods, processed meat and refined grains, which can be found in cereals and packaged breads. And now I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that's fitness and physical activity. Regular physical activity helps to improve sleep quality, reduce inflammation, boost confidence, improve energy levels, and can ease stress and tension. People with anxiety can benefit from exercises like yoga and tai chi because they promote relaxation and involve deep breathing techniques that help to reduce stress and muscle tension. In fact, there was, a review published in the Alternative Medicine Review in 2012 that found 35 trials that addressed the effects of yoga and on anxiety and stress. 25 of them noted a significant decrease in stress and anxiety symptoms as a result of practicing yoga. But besides yoga and tai chi, you can do other things that help calm the body. You can walk, you can run, hiking, lifting weights, and even dancing to help combat stress. So I really want to encourage everyone to get out there and start a fitness routine, a regular fitness routine. I tell people a minimum of 3 times a week and a maximum of 6 because you want to give your body a chance to heal. And the last thing I want to talk about when it comes to combating stress and anxiety is quality sleep. Get enough rest. Again, study after study shows that a lack of sleep can amplify anxiety by stimulating regions in the brain that are associated with emotional processing. This means sleep deprivation can contribute to common anxiety symptoms. And these symptoms can include excessive worrying. And when you restore proper sleep patterns, people with anxiety can reduce feelings of fear and worry and tension. I encourage people to aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night because this can help reduce stress, balance your hormones, prevent moodiness, and reduce fatigue. So that is my little spiel about anxiety and tension and stress. So I want to go to commercial break, but when we come back, we will have Mark Prescott on. Some of you regulars might remember him from the Going Gym Free show. He has been moving and grooving, and I can't wait for him to tell us what he's been up to with his new brand. So stay tuned.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're back from commercial break. I'm so excited to be talking to one of my dear friends and colleagues, Mark Prescott. So Mark, how are you doing today?
Good. Good to be back. What was that? What's the song lyric? The reunited and it feels so good.
I kind of feel that way.
Back on the air. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just so busy with work and making the world a healthier place, all that good stuff. So, you know, I just really want you to kind of tell our regulars like what you've been up to.
It's more like what haven't I been doing? Busy all the time. Probably about a few months ago, I'm still doing a few different things as far as the health and wellness space, some individual training, some group things. And, one of the things I just got developed was I came up with this text reminder health and wellness kind of, not, I don't want to say app because it's not an app, but it's just something that goes on the, it's like getting a text message. So the backstory for that, and you and I had talked about this because you've trained people individually and I've trained people individually. I had a client that was looking to lose weight and needed some guidance and was really starting from square one, like a lot of us do at times. And one of the things that outside of the regular training, we were maybe meeting once a week, and over the course of this, we talked a lot and became very close friends. And I started doing this thing with him where I would send him text message reminders. Hey, you're at work right now. Are you drinking water? Have you walked around a little bit? You're not sitting too long. And then maybe at night I would gently send a text at 9:30 or 10 at night. Hey, make sure you're not eating too many potato chips, or it would be
right.
something like that. And over the course of doing this for a few weeks, he had told me, he said, yeah, I really like that. I think it's kind of a cool thing. And I had another client, an elderly woman, where I was doing something similar with her, where it was this kind of positive mindfulness and fun, because what we're doing should be fun to some degree.
Yeah, of course.
And it seemed to be working. And so we've tried it out. We did an 8-week beta test with a Fortune 500 company.
Wow.
And it went over real well. So we're looking to do that. We're looking to kind of get into that space of employee wellness but it's really simple. So I've been doing that. That's taken up a lot of time. Other people might remember me as the guy that was always with his dog, Murray. Murray is still around. Murray is still walking with me, and he's pretty much there every step of the way. And I get my exercise with him, and I'm still out doing baseball in California. And so my days are packed. So it's good to get back. It's good to talk to you, because you're one of my favorite people on the planet. So I'm happy to be back and share the love.
That is so sweet. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about your text messaging program in a second, but the topic today is anxiety and tension and stress and how we all deal with it and how having we all deal with it. I mean, on a daily basis, it's just how you react to it is where the main, you know, the change, behavior change goes into play. And I always tell people, you know, eat healthy, you know, work out, do yoga, be mindful, like you just talked, make sure you get your proper sleep. So I bet that would be a great, first of all, there's a kind of a two-parter here. First of all, that would be a great sure. avenue for the text messages. You know, the text messages, like,
sure.
don't forget, you know, don't sweat the small stuff kind of idea. But what do you do when you are stressed? I mean, when you have that anxiety, when you're worried about something, what are some things that you do to relieve that stress?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think, you know, to kind of answer that, you do a lot of work with people one-on-one and in groups, and the way the world is now, it's so easy to be overwhelmed. You know, you talk to people and it's go, go, go. It's work, it's kids, it's trying to plan a getaway. It seems like every minute, seems to be accounted for. So when you have to try to incorporate something maybe new in there, or, you know, like, hey, drink some more water, go take a walk, trying to budget that time and trying to find out where you're going to find those little pockets of time can be stressful. It can cause anxiety. It can do all of those things, the topic that you're talking about today. But I think what I personally do is I almost every day have a checklist of things I need to do. And you have to make things like eating right, exercise, mindfulness, all of those things, they almost have to be, in my opinion, on a checklist. So for me, to answer your question, for me, I know that when I get up in the morning that I need to at least, I try to get to that 10,000 step mark. You know, I try to say, hey, I need to walk 3 miles today, and it becomes something that's more of a habit. It makes you feel better. But I have always equated it, and I know you and I used to talk about this all the time when we had our show together. I try to tell people, look, think of it as a daily habit. Like you brush your teeth, right? You check your email, right? You do all of these things every day. Incorporate some of the healthy eating, incorporate walk. And we're not talking about people having to, you know, it's tough to tell someone, hey, you need to go squeeze in 90 minutes at a gym. Because right. That's people go, well, I can't do. It's just impossible. I have to pick up my kids. That's where the excuses come in. So for me, I would say start simple. Maybe change a habit or two, incorporate a habit or two, and see how you feel after doing it for a couple of weeks. If it's not working for you, don't quit altogether. Amend it a little bit, change it up, and if you can do that, you kind of find what's right for you, the sweet spot for you, and that's what I'm all about is what works
right
for the individual. Because not everybody's the same. Some people will say, I hate running. Okay. Well, you got to do something. How about walking? Well, I don't like walking. How about swimming?
You're being difficult now.
Right. So, and I don't know if you deal with it as much as what I've dealt with, because I've had clients that are like that, where they just push back. And they say, I don't have time. I don't have time. And I say, yes, but you're checking Facebook and Twitter. You have time. Mm-hmm. So that's the first hurdle to clear, is realizing like you do have the time, you just haven't made the time for this just yet. So it's all about setting a budget and seeing how your day is from start to finish.
And you know, I tell people that if you can't do 30 minutes in a row, 10 minute is fine. You're not going to have the afterburn to, you know, for your metabolism as well as you would if you did the 30 minute chunk, but that's fine. If you can do 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes here in your day, that's fine. So I agree. People do have time. They just have to be a little bit creative, or maybe give up something, or take a 10 minute walk at their lunch. And, you know, mm-hmm. So you just have to be willing to give up something for that added benefit of wellness. But yeah, you said something that was interesting. I guess it was in January, I was reading about New Year's resolutions and how it said, because people usually, you know, lose weight, that's the number one thing. And they'll be like, I'm gonna eat healthy, I'm gonna go to the gym, I'm gonna do this. If they have more than one like task to get to that goal, they're gonna fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my God. So true. It's a baby step thing. It's because how many people, I mean, you just nailed the point of you're talking about somebody that won't walk for 30 minutes. So right. you have to go 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. And the funniest part about, you know, I live in California, so most days it's 75 and sunny.
Now you're just bragging. Now you are just bragging, right? Because it is like 100 and something in Texas.
I am in weather Shangri-La.
Yes, you
so
are.
When somebody says to me, I don't have time to walk 20 minutes, I mean, you're not in driving rainstorms here. This is not really an uncomfortable task for you, or it shouldn't be, unless you have an illness or an injury and all of those things that we get. But if it's just, I don't want to do it, there's really not much of an excuse, at least living here, but or really anywhere. So. Right. I think to get back to your point of if you throw them more than one thing, it can be tough. So start small.
Yeah. And we don't want your New Year's resolutions or your goals to cause anxiety, but living a healthy lifestyle and having those small behavior changes really will make a difference after, you know, a period of time. And I tell people, it's not like a magic pill. You're not going to go for, you know, a walk and start eating healthy and amazing. You know, you're going to feel better, but it's not going to be like you took a pill and psychedelically you feel better. It's going to take time. And I think that's kind of something where people like, well, you told me I feel better. And I really don't feel that much different. And I was like, well, you have to give it time. And it's an accumulative effect as well.
Yep. Oh yeah, absolutely. This is not something that it's not a quick fix. It's you're changing your lifestyle. And so, right, eating a salad 2 days in a row and 2 30-minute walks, it's not going to be life changing. It's just developing the habit.
Exactly.
So once you do that, you'll start feeling better over time. Absolutely. Just like you'll start feeling, if you're sluggish for a month and you don't do anything and you eat whatever you want and it's not good, you'll start slowly feeling worse. So it goes both ways.
Yeah. Now, okay, so let's go back to those text messages for a second. Your kind of your Going Gym Free brand, because that's under the umbrella, I'm assuming.
Sure.
But so if someone, if there's a company or there's an HR, there's a wellness professional listening to us, I mean, you could really take this text messaging, this mobile messaging program, and make it geared toward anything, whether it be mental health, physical health, wellness tips. Safety, that's huge. I mean, you really could. That was just kind of ringing in my head when we were talking about anxiety and things you can do to be healthier. That text messaging could be like, hey, you know, don't forget to get 15 minutes of sunshine. It will make you feel better. Or take your multivitamin or whatever the case may be.
Right. And what I really liked about this company that we did the beta test on with is that we also let them kind of have kind of freestyle a little bit, where I offered suggestions. So just like you as a trainer coach, I have a bank of questions and reminders and things that are changing. But the beauty of this thing is that it doesn't necessarily have to be, have you had 6 glasses of water so far? Did you take the stairs and so on and so forth. This could be something that is also customized, so a company can control the brand and the message as well. And that's what this particular company did. They kind of incorporated some of what I had done and what they wanted to do. And it was one of those things where we tried this, so we didn't kind of hit people over the head all day long. Maybe they got a message at 8 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, and that was it. But then the company might have said, hey, you know, on this day, we want something at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. because it goes well with what we're doing here at the company. But it can go in a lot of different directions, like you said, health, wellness, safety. And the other thing that I really like about it is that so far with where we are now, we kind of call it a virtual coach. So someone has a virtual coach kind of by their side. So whatever the message is, it's simple, it's easy. They don't have to download an app. So if they're technically challenged, and quite honestly, I'm at the point where I'm kind of tired. You know, my phone's filled with apps and I don't even use them. And once you have an app,
me
now
too.
It's like, right? Like the face of your phone has these apps and you're like, and for some reason you don't want to delete it, because what if you're ever, and you never use it, but whatever. That's a whole different rant of mine. But it's one of those things where we're all looking at our phones a lot, some of us more than others. But if you can kind of incorporate this mindfulness thing where you say, hey, did you have your water or whatever it is? And then the person can answer yes or no. And then there's a response that says, great job, keep it up, or, you know, don't sweat it, you'll do better next time. And they kind of feel like they have this coach on their, you know, it's like a coach riding shotgun with you. And I think if they have that, they're just gentle reminders. But I think if you can get to, you know, a certain percentage that can change behavior and feel good about themselves, I think you're onto something, and I think you're moving the needle. Not everybody's going to want to use it. Some people are going to look at it and go, okay, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of, you know, I think it's something that can work really well.
It's something that
you and I, you know, had talked about, you know, a while back when we were working on things together. You know, how do we make, because you're like me, you're trying to change the world.
I am, and I will. Mark my word, Mark Prescott. I will change the world somehow.
I hope so. I hope I'm there with you to see the world change.
You will. So, you will. You'll be right beside me. So how many times do you think you check your phone a day? Come on. Be honest. Well, be 100%.
Yeah, no, I couldn't give an – I would say a lot. The phone's the phone's on me, you know, I wish I was that guy that just turned it off for a day. I know you're better at that. You're good at that, right? Don't you sometimes turn your phone off on, you're good at that, right? Off on weekends, you'll shut it down for a day or two or no?
Well, if I'm out doing something, if I'm hiking, if I'm the place I'd love to go out in Lost Maples, I'd love to go hiking where there's no reception. So of course I'm not going to have my phone with me there, but I'm better at that. Like if it's not business hours, I mean, of course I'll check my phone throughout the day, but not, I mean, I don't have it with me. So
what I've tried to get better with is the socializing part. If I'm sitting with somebody, I don't want to look at my phone and I don't want them really looking at their phone unless it's, you know, you're talking to someone, they say, hey, if some business comes in, I might have to, fine. But I've tried to avoid being that guy that sits outside at the coffee shop and is talking to a couple people, but is just looking at their phone the whole time. I've tried to be much, much more present with people when I have company. So I check it a lot, but probably not as much as the average person. Mm-hmm. How's that for an answer?
No, that's very, very good. And that's a good answer. That really is. I wish I was better at that. When I do go out, you know, to lunch, if it's during business, I have my phone right there at the table face up so I can see something go through. And I need to be better about that, being, you know, being present with the person that, you know, I'm having lunch with or, you know, business associates or whatever. So I need to be.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
When I send you a picture of Murray sleeping and you're at lunch, and it pops up, do you look down and get excited?
I look down and say, Murray. Oh my God. Murray is he is just the cutest. He really is. I mean, he's not a pug, but he is.
No, that's true.
Yes. He's just really, really sweet. Him and Maggie. When you sent me pictures of Maggie, I remember there was this picture that she was just staring at the fridge or the cupboard in the kitchen. Yep. I'll never forget that picture. It was so cute. It was on my old phone, but I just remember that being a very, very cute and funny picture. So I appreciate them.
Right. Okay, good. Well, as long as you check my dog picture photos on your phone, that's all that matters.
We're good then. Okay, so, one last question I have for you. So when you're coaching someone and, you know, again, the number one reason or topic people call me is typically because they want to take off a few LBs. They want to lose some weight. But I can't, whether it's trying to get diabetes under control or losing weight or getting a fitness regimen or quitting smoking or whatever, it always goes back to stress. It always, because not everybody needs to lose weight. Not everybody has diabetes. Not everybody uses tobacco, but we all deal with stress. And somehow it always leads back down to anxiety, to stress, to whatever. Do you find that that's the same with your clients that you work with or when you give a seminar, that stress is kind of the underlying thing of everything wellness? Do you find that same
thing? Yeah. Just like you, almost always. It's people are busy. They're stressed. They don't want to deal with, they feel that changing their lifestyle is going to be this complete crazy overhaul. And it's easy to make excuses not to do it. And stress is, I get it. I mean, everybody is kind of stressed out. But, you know, one of the things that I do when I have different areas of stress in my life is I kind of maybe play a game with myself and say, you know what, today is Monday. I'm not going to think about anything financial today. Or, you know, or anything, something that maybe I've thought about or something maybe on a Wednesday, it'll be like, I'm not going to have any work stress at all. It'll be like stress-free Wednesday. I'll label it or something like that. So I'll try to find these pockets of time where I'll force myself not to think about certain things. You're going to think about them. Maybe at a different time, but I think it's a stress management kind of game. I mean, let's face it, you can't sit around when you're not sleeping and be stressed about every little thing in your life. And I'm not saying that the things are little because people, you know, fine, there are big stresses in life. You know, health, family, finances, everything. But it's, I think the key, and I know that you teach this as well as anybody, is, you know, how do you find, carve out some time to make sure that physically and emotionally you're going to be feeling well and feeding that engine. And sometimes doing that might mean just substituting one afternoon soda with a water and doing the best 10 minutes, 30 minutes of walking. And, you know, maybe that's the stress relief. It's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more along those lines where people have to say, look, I have to let this go for at least a little bit for the purpose of my long-term health.
Right.
Because stress is the killer. Right?
It is.
They've said that for years. It's kind of been a thing for years. Stress is the killer. Stress. We can't avoid it, but I think we can control it to a certain degree. And that can be done through, you know, health, wellness, fitness, walking, changing diet. So when I've had somebody come to me and say, I'm just stressed out, I don't give that answer of, well, don't be stressed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Tell me how to do that. Yeah.
Right. So that's an impossibility. Mm-hmm. But I think with what you do with a lot of your clients and as the topic of stress management and anxiety, I think it's just how do you find that sweet spot for yourself to kind of do a little bit of tweaking. And go, you know what? When I'm stressed out, super stressed, I'm just gonna, you know, take a 10-minute walk, count to 10, take the dog out, take a breath, and kind of manage it from there. Because, you know, sometimes you just need to do that. And plus, stress is hard on your health.
It is.
It can be the high blood pressure, diabetes, and everything. So
of course. And I don't know about you, but when I'm stressed, I reach for comfort food.
I know. Cookie. What do you like? You like the, what, velvet cupcakes? White?
I do.
Was that red velvet?
Yeah, I love. You had to bring that up. Yeah. But you know what? You would be so proud of me. I do not eat sweets like I used to. I did have dessert last week. But it was a piece of chocolate pie. Oh my gosh, it was so good. But, outside of that, I almost had to train myself. And now sweet things are almost too sweet for me. And so that was good for me to give up sweet, but yeah, reaching for that comfort food, that was such an odd, it made me feel better for a second. And I think a lot of people, emotional eating, we hear that it's a real thing. So yeah, just this behavior change to help you, you know, deal with stress better.
Do you still do that thing that you had? I can I be honest with you? I've told people.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say.
You know where I'm going with this.
Yes, I do.
I stole this from you with the bug spray and the ketchup when someone gives you like sweets. And I have to tell you, when I tell that to people, they think it's the most brilliant thing ever. Say, I work with this woman, she's a trainer. And she will, if you brought her brownies, she might be putting bug spray on it.
I know, right?
It's such a good idea, but so hard to do.
When you're like feeling strong and you're like, hey, listen, I'm not going to indulge. You just get rid of it. And if you throw it in the trash, and you remember that one Seinfeld episode, which we always talk about, but when George gets an eclair out of the trash and eats it. You know, hey, if it didn't touch anything, maybe. So get rid of it. Destroy it with Windex, with ketchup, whatever. Soak it down and pitch it.
Yep. It's an absolutely wonderful concept. It is really, I joke with you about it, but I don't hear too many trainers talk about doing something like that. And I think it's great. It's a great idea.
It works for me.
You know, personally, I'm a little different in the sense that I have more of a you maybe had more of a sweet tooth. I had more of a carb thing. So for me, it's pretty tough to bug spray pizza. I got to be honest.
That would be tough.
Like, piece of leftover pizza in the fridge. It's hard to spray Raid on that, but
Domino's
I gotta get where you're going though. I got it.
But Domino's has this really good, now I've had some gluten-free pizza that I will never have again, but Domino's, hope I can say that, Domino's has a really good gluten-free pizza. Really good. Tasty. Good.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Gluten-free pizza usually goes one of two ways. It's either, you can either tolerate it or you're bug spraying that. You're not even bug spraying it. That's probably going in the dumpster, but
exactly.
Sorry, all the gluten-free people out there, but yeah, sometimes that's a rough meal.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mark, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, I know we talk all the time offline and you're just such a good friend, and thank you for, you know, popping in and, you know, telling everyone how you're doing and giving us some great tips. And can you tell the audience how they can get in touch with you? I mean, whether it be, whether it be trainer, because you can train virtually too. I mean, you could train someone in Australia, realistically. So can you tell the people, whether it be the mobile messaging program or webinar, how they can get in touch with you?
The easiest way to get in touch with me would just be to send me an email, first of all. That's good first contact. Just goinggymfree@gmail.com. That's probably the best way to get the conversation started. That people can reach out to me anytime they want. If they ever want me to come and speak to them or learn more about what we're doing with the mobile messaging or you know, just want to ask me how the dog is doing, that's fine.
Everyone loves Murray.
Whatever questions they have are completely fine with me. But yeah, this was, I'm honored that you had me on your show. I miss chatting with you. It's fun.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, thank you for your time, and I'm sure we will be talking soon.
Okay. Thanks, Beth. Give my best to everybody there too, Melinda and all the good folks out there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. So as we wrap up the Healthier View show today, I want to remind our listeners to check us out on Stitcher. I'm also so proud and thrilled to announce that Up to Me Radio is syndicated now to be heard on TuneIn, which is a digital platform. TuneIn not only allows you to listen when and where you want, but you can also enjoy listening to us in your cars. Another great feature is that our audience can access Up to Me Radio and all of our shows using Alexa and Google Home by just saying, I want to listen to Up to Me Radio on TuneIn. Technology is such an amazing thing. If you would like to send us an email with a health and wellness or fitness question, please contact Chris or myself at a Healthier View podcast at uptomeradio.com. Again, that's a Healthier View podcast at uptomeradio.com. Also, check out one of the other amazing shows that Up to Me Radio has to offer. These shows would not be possible without our sponsor, Atlanta Life Broadcasting, as well as our talented executive producer, Mel D. I'd like to take a minute to say thank you to our regulars, as well as Mark Prescott, for agreeing to be our special guest today. He is such a bundle of energy. And lastly, I hope you took away some tips and tricks of the trade to keep anxiety and stress at bay. Eating healthy, exercising, and having quality sleep will do wonders for everyone. And as always, if you have a medical concern, please see your physician for any concerns or questions you may have about your health. Until next time, have a healthy day.